Hello and welcome to another episode of Happy Health Chat. I am Kezia Hall from supernaturallyhealthy.org and I'm joined by the wonderful and beautiful Laura Agar-Wilson of Wholeheartedly Healthy. And we are here to chat to you today about some musings and our take on getting beach body ready. But before we dive into that fun and juicy topic, Laura, what has been happening in the world of Wholeheartedly Healthy and in your flat and everything else? I know, because we didn't even chat about your massive renovations.
I know, massive renovations. hello everyone. So what's been happening? So we had our kitchen refitted, kind of. Just, I say kind of, because it wasn't a full new kitchen. It was just kind of like a lovely new worktop. So we've got like a lovely wooden worktop. And we had like the boiler that was an ugly boiler on our wall was boxed in. And we had a new bathroom put in. So obviously all hoping to help us to get the flat to sell. The big lesson here is don't put off things when you can get them done years sooner. So I've been basically putting up, I've lived in this flat for 8-9 years and put up with this horrible, well, it wasn't horrible, it just wasn't, you know, really great, but like a light blue suite, bathroom suite, so quite like early 90s, you know, kind of thinking, oh, we'll sell, you know, we'll be selling soon, there's no point in spending the money.
Yeah.
I could have had this beautiful white bathroom for the last, you know, for the last 8 years, and I've been with this horrible, crappy other one, so I'm really kind of annoyed, but learned a big lesson with that, I think. So I am making the most of my lovely wooden countertop in the kitchen and lovely white bathroom for now. So that's kind of been that. And Finley's doing really well. He's got like 7 teeth now, something ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
He's got loads, yeah. They're like sprouting up all over the place.
Wow.
So yes, he's got lots of teeth, which means lots of teething, which means not very much sleep, but I'm coping. And just kind of generally enjoying the sunshine that we've had in these parts,
Nice. Basically.
So, yeah. And the Fabulous You course is ongoing, and that's been going so, so well. Absolutely brilliant. Everyone seems to be having a really good time, really enjoying it, getting loads out of it. So I'm absolutely over the moon with how that's going. And I've got a little live web chat with the girls tomorrow night as well. So I'm looking forward to doing that with them. So yeah, and I think that's kind of, oh, and running. Yeah, I have to mention running. Yeah,
you're training.
I'm training for the Great North Run. And as I wrote on my blog, if anyone who read that, I really do not like running. I hate it.
I loved that blog.
I hate it with a fiery passion. I really do. I'm sorry, everyone out there who loves running, but oh, I can't. I really, it's not me at all anymore. So
hard. You used to run a lot, didn't you?
I used to run loads. I was, you know, pretty good. But that was kind of when I was in the height of my kind of, I would say my just not great relationship with food type of thing. And exercise, and I was running a lot. So I used to run a lot, but now it's really hard. So I'm basically just doing the minimum that I need to do to be able to cross that finish line in September. And I am trying to make the most of it. So I am trying to enjoy it. I did just over 3 miles this morning. After Finley went to nursery, so I was quite pleased to do that. So yeah, it's hard.
I read that post and I was like, I love this. It's so refreshing because it is. Yeah. Like I used to run a lot and I do like running. I just don't run that much anymore because of some hip stuff that injuries that I had. So, but it's just so many people like, oh yeah, I just love running. I'm reading your post and we're like, I friggin' hate this. I hate running with a passion. I was like, go Laura.
Yeah. Cause there's so much, I think there's a lot of, like, especially healthy living blogs and things like that. There's like so many people who are really into running and there's nothing wrong. Don't get it. So I didn't want that to come across as being, you know, kind of horrible to them, but it does kind of, sometimes you kind of read stuff and it's like, oh, I've got to be running or I've got to be doing CrossFit or I've got to be doing, you know,
yoga
or something like that. And it's like, you know, just do what you enjoy, really. I think that's the kind of take home message out of it all, I would say, is just do what you really enjoy doing. So that's everything that's going on in the world of Wholeheartedly Healthy in me. And what about you, Kezia? What have you had going on?
I've this week, hopefully this week, I'm pretty sure it's going to be, I've been writing a Simple Green Smoothies ebook. So I was planning on launching that a couple of weeks ago, but has just sort of gone on and on. But I finally got my last edit from the person editing it this morning. which was good and just confirmed how horrendous I am at grammar, as I got this document back like filled with all these like red corrections. I'm like, oh, but that I'm really excited to kind of launch that out and see what happens with that. So that's going to be filled with lots of kind of simple green smoothies. And the idea was for that, I wanted to make them as easy as possible. So like in terms of your ingredients, you can just get from your shop at your local supermarket, and instead of having to get special powders or whatever, which are brilliant, I do use them, but that making just something really convenient. So that's fun. That's got lots of fun nut milks in and a little milkshake recipe. I also got a bunch of juice recipes. So it was funny. I was just retesting all my juice recipes last week, and I decided to all do it in a wanna, and I was literally drowning in juice. Like, it was so funny. I was trying to like pour them off, and my husband like, do you want to take some juice to work? He was like, no, I've already drank like a pint of, I don't know, orange and fennel juice. I'm like, oh, okay, sorry. So that's been going on. And then I launched, ran another Flourish e-course, which is great. And, people, I'm you're probably exactly the same, Laura, actually, watching just people find their own groove of health or exercise or whatever it is, and just facilitating, making space for people to really create a healthy relationship with food, a healthy relationship with their body, and that does look different for everyone probably that are in our courses, but that that's been going really well and has been really fun. And so yeah, that's kind of probably quite a lot of the stuff that's been happening, trying to do a bit of I've been inspired by your DIY things, because there's a few things in the house that I've been putting off. I've only lived here for about 2 years, but I'm kind of started writing my list this weekend of need to get that floor sorted, need to put this up on the wall, need to paint this, all that sort of things. And yeah, I don't think there's been much else that has been happening. I tried some Bikram yoga. Recently. That was very hot and sweaty. But I could understand the appeal of it.
I really like Bikram, and I've done it before when I've been down to Brighton. I really enjoy doing it. And there was a class, a hot yoga class in Newcastle for a little while, and then I think that stopped. And then I did notice that there was one near me, but the timings wouldn't have worked out with Finley's bedtime. But I would love to do hot yoga again.
Yeah,
it was really fun.
Really refreshing, because I'm not much of a sweater to overshare. I don't really sweat that much unless I'm somewhere in a desert. So it was actually, it felt really kind of cleansing, really relaxing. It's quite hard, like, it's not a walk in the park, but it was great. So yeah, I was like, this is fun. I might add this mix, add it into my exercise, because I get really bored easily. Like, I think that's why I stopped running as well years ago. It's just, I used to just run all the time, but that just gets a bit boring with, I like, everything needs to be mixed up. But anyway, that's a totally different podcast topic in general. we could talk about
it down for the next time, exercise.
Yeah, exercise, mixing it up. but yeah, so we thought today, me and Laura were just chatting before starting to record about a whole bunch of comparison and body stuff issues and chatting about, and there was some stuff I saw in the news magazines recently a lot about getting beach body ready, and it, you know, we're getting into the summertime and hopefully you're going on holiday somewhere nice and hot. And we thought we'd just kind of share our approach to getting beach body ready, I suppose. So Laura, what kind of does that make you think of, or what springs to mind about that whole topic? Because you've written posts and stuff on it before.
And generally annoyance, I think, a little bit. I think, and purely because I think the way that it's marketed to us as women, and I find it a bit uncomfortable. Well, not that's not the right word. It just gets on my wick, to be perfectly honest. I think the way that it's marketed to us, that we've got to kind of go through this whole kind of transformation, and, you know, how dare we actually put a bikini on our body unless we've, you know, done a bikini body program. How dare we, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the thing that gets a bit on my wick about it. I think it's just generally the way that it's marketed to us. And, you know, I had a thought last week, and I thought, you know, obviously, you know, it is important. Our self-esteem is important, and our health is important, and how we feel about our body is important. But if we think about how much effort we put into that, you know, we put so much effort into it. And I think it's, you know, at the end of the day, I'd quite happily go to the beach and put a bikini on. And, you know, I've got plenty of bubbly bits. I've got, you know, my stomach has seen it much better days since I've had Finley. You know, and it's like, I don't know, I just, that's kind of my issues with it. Although at the same time, I do think there's kind of like some things that you would want to do to kind of make you feel a little bit more confident. You know, when you do it. So I think it's a bit of a mix. I mean, what are your thoughts on it all?
Yeah, I think probably it's a bit of half and half, because I can totally, like, I remember feeling that dread pre-holiday. Mm-hmm. I remember going on a, you know, when I'd just finished school with all my friends to like Lanzarote for a week or whatever, mm-hmm. by the pool and going to the clubs and whatever. And I do remember that dread of, oh my goodness, I need to go and find a swimming costume or a bikini, or do I want to in front of all my, you know, skinny, beautiful friends. So I do totally understand that kind of fear that you can feel of like, mm-hmm. everyone's just going to be around the pool looking like supermodels, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be the one who's got like stretch marks, even though I've not had kids. So, you know, at that time, like, and wanting to feel confident. But equally, I saw actually, I think it was in like Stylist magazine, where mm-hmm. it was commenting on this, mm-hmm. This whole beach body ready thing. And it was, there was, I'll link to it in below the blog post, but a bloggers that had just decided, they were like, how to be beach body ready. They were like, take your body to the beach.
Yeah.
There we go. That's it. And I loved that approach to it. So I do think a lot of it, getting beach body ready is not actually anything to do with diet and not actually anything to do with what we eat or anything to do with a bikini. It actually comes down to our confidence and who we think we are and just being at peace with who we are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that really is about how, because, you know, you can lose a whole lot of weight and still feel crap about yourself,
yeah,
and not confident, and I don't, yeah, and I'm, and it annoys me this people being going on like, oh, I'll do this 2 week beach cleanse and then starve myself and then mm-hmm. go on holiday and then so it's a bit of a half and half. I totally get that you want to feel confident, and when you go on holiday you want to be wearing your sundress and being mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm so summery and looking mm-hmm. pretty. But equally, the whole idea that we need to look like a certain way in order to go onto the beach annoys the heck out of me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm never going to look like somebody in a magazine. And no one's ever going to look like me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think in years past, I've spent a lot of time trying to be different from who I actually am. Mm-hmm. And I don't like when that is, encouraged.
Yeah,
people.
I think part of it is because that the whole message of the beach body thing is telling you that you are not good enough as you are.
Yeah.
So it's kind of and it's saying that indiscriminately across everyone, because that whole message it literally is saying you are not good enough. You know, and I think that's, and obviously I think that's completely wrong. And I think I suppose it's a very personal thing. I suppose it's thinking about, you know, what's going to make you feel happy and confident. And I mean, I did a post, that post that we mentioned, and it's how to feel more confident this summer, a BS a free approach. So we'll link to that as well and not the podcast. But yeah, I think it doesn't have to be about kind of doing like a set program or anything. Certainly not, actually. I think it's probably better. It's not, because I suppose what you've got to ask yourself is, you know, there's only so much. If you're going to do something properly, there's only so much difference you can make in, you know, in a month, in 2 weeks or whatever. You know, I mean, it's got to be something that's, you know, that you're doing all year round anyway. And anything that's going to have an impact that you're going to do that quickly isn't going to last anyway. So by the time you go to the beach and start having the, you know, the cocktails and the you know, all you can eat buffet and stuff, it's going to disappear quite fast. Anyway, but I think it's just about thinking about, well, what things do you do that make you feel a bit more confident about yourself and a bit better about yourself? And it might be things about, you know, kind of making sure that you've dry skin brush and done some exfoliating, that you've give yourself a, like a manicure and a pedicure. I went out to get that done, went out and had a wax. If you know, if that's a thing, have a wax or something like that. It might be about just making sure that you really like up in the water, drinking the green smoothies, you know, just making sure that you're kind of getting all that hydration and things in. And I think, to be honest, that those kind of things to me make like a much bigger difference. So I think how you're going to feel from doing some kind of plan, that's probably just going to kind of make you feel not really that great about yourself. Fake tan as well, getting a bit of a colour on you. I think if you fancy that, if that works for you, because I've noticed this just with the sun that we've had recently. I haven't been out and really sat in it, but because I've been out with the pushchair and I've been out and about a lot more, I've actually got a lovely tan, and it's great, because usually I would burn, and I've actually got a lovely tan. So it does make a difference, it really does. Especially I think with like how I've got my hair and things at the moment, it makes a real difference having that. Another thing, getting the swimsuit that really suits your shape.
Yeah, there's so many amazing ones now.
You know, really like, you know, if you are curvy, you can get some really lovely like, vintage style ones that kind of cut a little bit lower on the upper leg. And that really kind of flatter that, you know, your curves. You know, you can get tankinis, you can get bikinis that have got a bit more support if you have a bigger busters. You've got designs that can kind of flatter you if you're a little bit smaller chested, if you want to kind of oomph that up. You know, you can get all sorts of different ones.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think it was my mum had bought, she was going on a big anniversary of, I think it was her anniversary, she was going to the Dominican Republic, so she treated herself to a whole bunch of swimsuits, and some of them had like more tummy, I don't know what the tummy support.
Yeah, tummy control.
But so they were a little bit more expensive than what she would normally pay, but they looked friggin' awesome. And she ended up with some sort of like leopard print. It was all in one costume, but she looked fab. And I was like, brilliant. Thank you, fashion designers, for actually, because back in the day, like, you only really get like string bikinis, and my body shape. No. I'm an hourglass. I have love handles. I don't have big.
I'll look like a side of beef wrapped up in string.
Exactly. And that's how I feel in string bikinis. It just doesn't work. And I'm also quite like, if I'm on the beach, I quite like sometimes to go bodyboarding or surfing, you know, you just end up naked pretty quick if you've got like, I'm going on holiday with my nieces and nephews this summer on the beach, so there's no way I'm going to be wanting them pulling on a string on my bikini, like playing on the beach. So, but you can get loads of great ones now. So I think that makes a big difference, because I've noticed if I've had just a nice tankini or swimming costume or bikini or whatever I feel comfortable in, then you can just feel a lot more confident on holiday or the pool or whatever, and then just get on with enjoying yourself and not having to think about everything else. I also find exercise also helps, not in an obsessive like I need to do this workout in order to make my belly shrink. Like, I don't really think that's not why I exercise at all. It's more for the mental benefits, actually. Like, if I don't exercise in, say, you know, life's busy and I don't do any deliberate exercise in a week or whatever, I don't notice it in terms of I feel guilty, because I don't think there's any point in that, but just in terms of my mood and how much energy I have, and how I always talk to clients about how exercise just reminds me that I'm strong. It reminds me that I'm powerful. It reminds me that I can, even if that is just a power walk, you know. I'm not, doesn't need to be like crazy marathon running, but just, and that really enforces that good kind of mindset of, this isn't about like some vanity of I need to look like a model on the beach, but you know, I'm proud of my body. My body has done awesome things. I've got you know, strong legs, or for you know your body's produced an entire human being. Like, and my sister always says, she's had three kids relatively close together, and so she's like, she calls it stretch marks are scars of the brave. She's like, I'm not gonna, you know, these stretch marks have done awesome things.
Yeah.
And so she's great at, if I ever have a body confidence wobble, she's like, Kezia, sort yourself out.
Yeah. I think a lot of it just comes down to kind of confidence. I think sometimes it is just about having a bit of a think about where, you know, some of your feelings have come from about yourself, and where those negative feelings have come from, because this is the bottom line is, you know, there's a very, what is it, like one, like less than 1% of the population look like a model, and a lot of the models themselves don't even look like the models because they're photoshopped to hell. So it's kind of just getting that, reminding yourself that, you know, you're not going to look like, none of us are going to look like that woman who's on that billboard thing for that protein thing. That, you know, that people were kind of complaining about, you know, and at the end of the day, if anyone, because I think I think for me, the my height of the time when I was more worried about how I would look in bikinis was when I was going on holiday when I was young and I was single, and it was about kind of, oh my God, if like boys see me, if like lads see me in a bikini, and I don't get as wrong, I do get that. And I think it becomes a lot easier when you're older, you're married, and you just give less fucks, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
And I mean, and that's kind of where I am at the minute. You know, I mean, I'm healthy, I'm happy, and I'm not as bothered about how I look anymore. But I think at that age, and I do get it. I think if you're one of those people, I do kind of get that. But to be honest, I think what you'll find is that men are a lot less bothered about, you know, that kind of thing is. And if they were, then they're not friggin' worth it, to be honest. Then the shallow dickheads. So do you know what I mean? So, but I do get that kind of feeling about it. But I think it is just coming back to the things that make you feel good about yourself, and definitely in the run up to your holiday, making sure that you're drinking loads of water, getting the green smoothies in, just hydrating. And something that I think can make a bigger difference in terms of exercise and things, if you were wanting to feel a bit more toned, if you like, or whatever, I think doing a little bit of strength training, if you don't already do it, I think that's really helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Just lifting, because I'm an hourglass shape, so I tend to put on weight on my arms, especially not really my boobs, actually.
Yeah.
So I can sometimes feel a bit paranoid, the body confidence wobbles around my arms, and you see Jennifer Anderson's arms and whatever, and I'm like, my arm is never going to look like that. But it's really helped. I just started, and I always just thought I was quite a weak, I didn't have a lot of muscle. And then this year I've just focused a lot more on, trying to do push-ups, pull-ups, just more specific kind of weight, not crazy weight training, just like trying to do push-ups and tricep dips and stuff. And it has actually made a difference. Not, I don't necessarily think my arm has particularly changed, but in my approach to it, I'm now like, oh no, my arms are strong.
Yeah.
They're not chunky. My arms can lift, I don't know, 20 kilogram or whatever, but that's why they're that shape, because they're strong.
Yeah.
Or I can throw my niece in the air and catch her and all that sort of stuff. So I think strength training does help. And it helps. I think the hormones it releases as well are slightly different to cardio. So they're also really beneficial for a whole bunch of different things. But I think it just does come down to confidence. And I think what you're believing about yourself, I think often I talk about that with the ladies on Flourish about what are your beliefs about who you are, what are your values, because they'll drive your behaviours, and how much of your thought life is filled with oh, I'm rubbish, I'm so fat, I'm so flabby, or look at my love, how much of that is actually consuming your thoughts, because that is just really, it's really toxic. Like I often talk about detoxing when it's, but nothing to do with food, just detoxing your mindset and your thinking and what thoughts are you allowing
We do a social media detox on the Fabulous You course, because I think that in itself as well, when you're exposing yourself to a lot of and it's sometimes it's just it might not be even that conscious, you might not even feel it that much, but I think if you start paying attention to the stuff that you, and it's not about, it's not about the people, it's not about them, it's about, it's not saying, oh wait, if I foot and follow this person, that person's a bad person because they're making you feel that way. It's just that you're having a reaction to that and it's not good for you. So it's just about saying, drawing a line under it and saying, well, actually, so if you are following kind of people who are like doing like bikini body challenges and stuff, like I've seen a few people, Instagram's really, I mean, I love Instagram, but it's really bad for that, I think, at the moment.
Yeah.
And if you see people and they're kind of making you feel, I mean, you might actually be happy with your body, but you feel like you should be doing something because everyone else is. Or you're just saying these things and they don't make you feel good. Just unfollow them. It's not, they're not going to be bothered. Especially these people who have got loads of followers, but it's going to make a difference to your life if you have more positive stuff. And that's another thing even, is going away and having a look for more body positivity, role models and stuff. And that I'm planning a blog post on that. So at some point, it's just kind of some body positive heroines, if you like, people who do that really well, because I think
there's a lot of great supermodels coming out and a whole bunch of different,
and that lady as really well.
What is it, she had her face really badly burnt. She now sets up a charity. I've forgotten her name,
but I know who she is.
That, because I think that makes difference, because it is, because we were chatting about it even before we started recording about comparison, and actually no one has permission to make you feel bad about yourself unless you give it to them. Mm-hmm. And social media, it can just sometimes be, I have to unfollow things on Instagram, mm-hmm. or we were chatting about that before, of not because there's anything wrong with them, what they're doing is brilliant, mm-hmm. and I completely wish them well, but it's reacting something with me, and actually I'm responsible for who influences how I feel. It's like why I stopped weighing myself years ago. I realized this number on a scale was having the biggest impact in how I, in my mood in the entire day. And I was like, do I want a number to have that much power over my day? I was like, no, it's ridiculous. So I think that's a really good sum up of practical stuff, your water, your green smoothies, bit of fake tan, a little bit of weight training in there, or mm-hmm. Pilates or yoga mm-hmm. or whatever that kind of is. And then just looking at really doing whatever it is that kind of increases your confidence, really. And thinking about changing the tune that's going on in your head. If you are always talking about how rubbish you are, change the track.
Like, definitely. Yeah, change the record. I did a vlog called Change the Record. So change the record.
Yeah.
Stick anyone on. Oh, and get yourself a nice swimming costume or bikini. It's your shape.
So many good companies out there do them.
Yeah.
It's totally worth doing and investing in.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of our take on the whole summer body thing.
Yeah.
And like I say, we'll link to all of our stuff off both of our sites and things that we've done that kind of relate to what we've chatted about. But that's kind of us for this time. And do please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. We're Happy Health Chat. And of course, you can find Kezia on supernaturallyhealthy.org, and you can find me wholeheartedlyhealthy.com. And make sure that you sign up for both of our newsletters because they're absolutely wonderful. And make sure that you keep an eye out for Kezia's Green Smoothie ebook. Because that'll be perfect for all the different ideas for green smoothies for you. If you're going to kind of do that in the lead up to a holiday as well. And we shall see you again soon, no doubt. I'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, and if you have any questions or anything you want covered in future podcasts, then just drop either Laura or I a line. But have brilliant holidays if you're going on holiday.
Yes, and I'm so jealous of you going on holiday, but have a brilliant holiday.
We'll try not to be jealous of... I'm going on holiday to Devon, so I'm hoping it'll be tropical.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, hey, I'm looking out the window right now. It's beautiful sunshine. You never know.
You never know. But have a great week, and thanks for listening.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye.